Did you read Glaser's piece and commentary recently?
Yes, sir, The Limits of Social Policy.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, sir.
And, you know, he didn't come out against family assistance, but he just raised a hell of a lot of questions about it. Well, it's already got it in New York and isn't working and so forth and so on. But
right. You
respect Glaser, don't you?
Oh, he's my very dear friend. And
yeah.
Sure.
Well, tell him I read his piece, too, and I...
Oh, certainly. Well,
and,
he feels that what he meant was that the family assistance should not be... Mm-hmm. We should not expect it to change the world.
Yeah. Well, what he meant, though... But what he meant, what was interesting to me, was that he said that even in Sweden, the ultimate example, and in Britain, the less ultimate example, that they still have a tremendous emphasis on the work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that going on welfare just sort of ain't the thing people ought to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that is, of course, the reason why the work requirement thing is so important here. I mean,
Right. Everybody
says, well, God, you kind of, the work requirement's only for the purpose of making these poor colored women, you know, who can't work and with little babies coming every month, or it's every 9 months, I believe. Anyway, whatever the case is, you can't make them work. Well, now, that isn't it. The whole point is that, as you well know, that we just have not got to sort of get into the psychology that, welfare is a good way of life. That is, that's where the working poor comes in, et cetera, et cetera.
And the point about family assistance is it gives an alternative to welfare as a way of
exactly.
life.
Well, now, coming on to the other points, on the other hand side, and here's where I think we have to bear in mind, we've got to realize on family assistance, on anything we do, the limits of social policy.
Right.
If we don't, we're going to raise expectations and then have the dull thud.